Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly clear. 47 degrees.
Good morning. All I've got to say is nice words. Yep, I wish I could get the Useca boys to accept some help. That repeater would be another nice one to get cooking. And it's got a pretty cool location, you know, so. But, you know, they got a bit of decision-making to do, bring that thing into the 21st century. I'm sold on this RTC. I'm voting. It's just so much nicer than traditional voting. Yeah, I imagine a repeater site is a third or less of the cost of a true repeater site, if that's correct. Well, not necessarily. I mean, you don't need a duplexer, and you don't need a transmitter. So, and honestly, you know, you can get away with, you can be quite flexible in what you use for a receiver. So, you know, you could use, like, you know, Motorola CDM1250 mobiles with the RTCM devices and, you know, the appropriate GPS equipment, you know, antenna, and then, of course, the site itself. So, but I would say that you could whip up a satellite, you know, receive site for about $5, give or take. You know, repeater site is probably going to be looking at about twice that, maybe. And these are very broad. You know, I'm thinking of specific pieces of hardware. But, yeah, it's about half the cost, you know, maybe. It makes sense, right? It's only receiving and not transmitting. So, from layman's terms, if you cut it in half. Yeah, Yeah, it would be nice if you speak to with jump on board because they've got some decent sight. I mean, your footprint covers over there, but I feel like there's not a whole lot to the western suburbs. Yeah, obviously with that Mecca machine, the desire is to cover Macomb County. You know, that's its mission in life. But having said that, there's a tricky spot. That whole Rochester, area, give or take, western part of Macomb, you get up into those hills, up in the northern part. It's just very difficult to cover into that area well. It'd be nice to have something over there. I'd love to see how Pontiac would cover into that area. Yeah, I remember traveling that. I grew up kind of over there, not in Rochester, but Bruce Township, and I went to Rochester often, and even cell phones don't work on Rochester Road. It's just it's a hole. And I don't think there's really any elevation over there until you get, 59? Yeah, it's something. I never really looked at the topos and, said, aha, there's what the problem is. But I do know that when we had some conventional equipment in Bruce Township for the fire department, well, they extend to all the way out to, to Quinner, and or whatever it would be called. It ended, but they extended a ways west there of the fire station on Van Dyke in 32, and we had a lot of trouble poking our RF from that tower site right there at 32 Mile at the fire station, we had that 190-foot tower, and we still had trouble poking RF into those, to the west, because of all the ridges and valleys and stuff like that. This is a really difficult area to cover. To do it right, you'd have to get on the highest peak amongst those ridges and beam down into them. WHCRY, good morning. Morning, Donna. Go ahead.
I don't know really what the subject is. All I hear about is ridges and valleys and poking to certain areas and so on and so forth. And I surmise you guys are talking about RF or something like that, antennas, and so I heard 190 feet somewhere in there. And so I will toss it over to you, Dakota, and then back to Sean, and I'll jump in after Sean.
All right. Good morning, Donald. So are you still having issues? I remember my elementary school was over there, Hampar, off to Quinder. But I think it's still all the same. Yeah, like you said, there's where I grew up, there's giant hills and then giant valleys. I use the term loosely. They're obviously not valleys. But, it is weird terrain over there. Cell phones have issues. I imagine radios have an even harder time. Yeah, I heard it referred to back when we were trying to tackle the area with RF, and somebody said, well, we're dealing with the Fort Wayne moraine, and the moraine is, the hills that the glaciers had pushed accordioned up in the shape and on their retreat left behind, and this moraine runs, they call it the Fort Wayne Moraine, that runs from Fort Wayne, obviously, all the way up to Port Huron, kind of. Well, it peters out before it gets to Port Huron, but it kind of runs that line.
Good morning.
And that's what you're dealing with, so I've been told. And, but it is what it is. We had a tower site in Hadley by Big Fish Lake. I don't know if you know where that is, but that was a big old tower, and I knew the guy that actually lived on the property where the tower was, and he sold like the back, you know, however many acres it was to the company that built the tower, and I know the guy that still owns the tower. I don't know if I can get on it, but that tower was a monster. I know I could work that thing with a rubber duck outside, but if I was outside on my porch at my house down in Warren, and that thing beamed into Flint as well. So that was a pretty damn good tower there. Anywho. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'd like to get some satellite receivers on this thing, but, you know, it would just be to increase portable coverage around, you know, the main transmitter site, which is pretty much where it's going to be. No plans to ever move that. Donald?
Yeah, I remember, now that I got a little bit of an idea that you guys are talking about, I remember when I joined Verizon in 2000, which I think is about the time they launched from AirTouch, and digital was just coming into the world. There used to be maybe no more than six towers, cell towers, along 94 between Detroit and Port Huron, because those antennas were like 200 feet up in the air, maybe 300 feet up in the air. And when we went to digital, the cell phone towers now are dropped about half the distance of what they originally were. And like halfway up the mast, there are towers like they are, and they're spaced every 3 miles apart. I can see both Verizon towers from either side of my building, the one that's a half a mile down, another one that's about 2.5 miles up in Coinder. But and then power has dropped significantly. But you're talking about, you know, peaks and valleys, and how radio RF has interfered. Cell phones are still having trouble in the, not just where they're working on 696 and in those tunnels, but even bouncing signals off of the concrete walls as well. So yeah, or even downtown. You know, I don't know if some of you guys back when you were starting in GMRS, we had Vlad out there, or not Vlad? Was it Vlad? And he was driving around Henry Ford Hospital, and he couldn't get a signal out, no matter what radio he had, no matter how hard he tried. Just ping-ponging RF signals, he couldn't get out at all. So, yeah, I understand what all that's about. And just how to make it work efficiently is what the struggle is. Over to you, Dakota.
See, I had the opposite in the city. I've always had good signal, and I always thought it was because it was, you know, they put more infrastructure in because there's more dense population and yada, yada, yada. But then again, I don't really go down there a whole lot. I haven't been down there in a while, so I don't know. But, yeah, Sean, Big Fish Lake, I'm very familiar with that. I used to go out there all the time, and tube and jet ski. I think it's, what, Whartonville Rec Center, wherever that's at, and I've gone camping in Hadley as well, but if you could hit that with an HT from your house, that's absolutely insane. I think if you got something in Imlay, because I know that it starts to rise there, I think that would cover quite a bit as well. Probably not as good as that one, though.
K8 or UH?
Good morning, Anthony. So we're talking about repeaters, coverage, satellite receivers, all because of the recent upgrade to the 147.2, I guess, is what started it. Who knows? But other than that, everybody's just on their way to work. Go ahead and make what W8FU.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hope everybody had a good weekend, and I will pick it back up on the next round. I think Donald is next, possibly.
No, it's you, Dakota, me, the Donald, and then over to Sean. So, Dakota, go ahead.
No, you had it right. Should go to you.
My head's still waterlogged. I just got out of the shower. Anywho, yeah, okay, you guys are still talking the RF side, and I know more about the cellular stuff. But, yeah, it's these struggles. I mean, when I got back into things like GMRS and stuff. You hit that berm out there by Sashabaugh in 94, and you just lose everybody. I mean, I lose Mike from the Troy Tower. We lose that guy that travels from Lansing. He does fire systems repair work, kind of like what Tom does, Cujo. And he would commute in, and when he goes home at night, I talk to him all the time. And he sees, well, I'm 1 mile from Sashabaugh Road. Crackle, crackle, snap, snap, bacon fry. And it's like, yep, okay, goodbye. We'll sign off. Talk to you tomorrow. And he's a mile away from Sashabaugh. And then when he hits that thing, he's gone. He's off the air. He can't even try to hit back into Troy or anything, really. And that's what's puzzling about repeaters like that are up as big as and as high as they are on buildings, let alone freestanding towers. You can really get them up there and still not get to where you want to be, Troy being one of them, and the PNC building. Never really heard or talked on it. I need to do that to see what the difference is and learn about that kind of stuff. Okay, who's up next? Dakota? Sean? I don't know. I lost track.
Anthony, go ahead.
Oh, it's your turn, buddy.
I'm going through that crater on M53 right now, so I'm probably going to sound a little scratchy. What is going on? Where is that? You've talked about that before. Just curious where on Van Dyke that is and which repeater or is it a toss-up or whatever. When it comes around, so it was Dakota, me, Anthony, Donald, but yuppers. So worked on Anthony worked on the 147.2 last week. Got all the receivers up. Receivers in Richmond and Warren. They're working really good. Really happy with that. Matter of fact, I put a call out on it first thing this morning, and lo and behold, Dakota was there. We talked for a minute or two out there, and he was working really good up there at Boardman and 53. So, you know, mobile, obviously, but I don't expect him to have handheld coverage out there, but he was pretty solid, that's for sure. So, and then I worked on the, I don't know if you know, you've been to the dashboard on that one, but I worked on that, getting that thing all squared away and whatnot. Yeah, I got the cams over IP 15088 15088. Get you dialed into that one on VoIP. So that was kind of something I got accomplished last week and this weekend. So that was probably what drove the conversation. Anthony.
You know, when we talked the other day, you talked about how you had put the dashboard, you saw it on Discord and Telegram, and I kind of looked and didn't find it, so if I remember, I'll send you a message on one of those two, and you can send it over to me. That's pretty cool. And so it's also, that machine's also on All-Star now. I'm guessing you just rattled off a few numbers, and you can plug into that on All-Star, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, man, like I said the other day, man, we appreciate all the hard work you put in with the knowledge that you have, because the infrastructure is what it is because of you and others that are doing what you're doing. So, pretty cool. Over to you, Donald.
Handing out appreciatives. I've got a laundry list of appreciatives that I have to get out yet, but yeah. What I've learned from guys like Sean, the people he works with, Bill, oh God, who else? Dave, you know, all you guys. It's a mind-blowing experience because I didn't know technology in, well, when I came back into radio, it was GMRS, now HAM. The technology has changed so much and all these things with nodes and EMR and you name it that's out there and available. It's hard for me to keep up just as I'm trying now to get my code plugs done for
Wally to look at my radios and stuff and do what he can there, get a node, you know, do this, do that. And, you know, still try to find a way to get a little more better of an antenna on my building. you know, it's hard to ground an antenna that's mounted to a railing system. I don't know how I'm going to ground it when I'm like 85 feet up, but that's just for another day. But yeah, talk about appreciation, oh my goodness. And the learning, too. The guys in Hazel Park, Jim especially, the late Professor John and others that have helped me along the way. I can't thank you all enough.
Sean's the godfather of radio. And Donald, when Tom gets his new antenna and he's out over there, I'm curious, pay attention and ask him, because I know he's running a quarter wave right now. So he's planning on putting the 2x4 on. And Sean, that spot is between, if you're familiar with that area, which I imagine you are, if you're southbound 53 just before you see the exit 20 sign for 23 Mile Road and you start to go up a hill, the mile and a half before that, basically between, I don't know, I think 25 and 23, you kind of make a bend on 53 and you start going down. It's just a toss-up for all three of the repeaters. They're all noisy. I hear the best on Warren, but I can't get out on any of them good. It's just a weird spot.
Yeah, probably that elevation thing. So, now as far as the radio stuff, you know, there's a lot of guys who do the repeater stuff. It's more a matter, I tell people this all the time, it's really more a matter of opportunity than it is of any special skill set or anything like that. One, I've been doing this my whole life, but it's opportunity more than anything. I have the locations and the gear and all that stuff. Did I buy every piece of equipment that I've got deployed right now? No. You know, if I had to, it'd be a whole different prohibitive, scale. You know, because I have opportunity. So that's all it is. It's just a matter of having opportunity to do this, and seeing as it's the day job, it's kind of shrug. Why not? So it's not that big a deal. Anywho, I do want to get, I really do want to get some something going on up in that, to the northwest of, I'm pretty Warren-centric, the 2.6 is right there. And, and that and Mount Clemens are kind of like my two focal points for RF. And then, then I like to get the, very weird. There's weird stuff going on over on the Mecca.
Well, I hope he explains the weird stuff when he comes back.
What was I being, over and over, and then plus it was just putting out a string of five, like a five. I don't know why. I don't know. I was like, what the hell? Why is it being so chatty?
Warren was IDing at the same time. I've got A and B band for Warren and Mecca. It was doing the same thing.
Well, Sean, you gotta, before you go north, you gotta come south, man. We need one of those receivers to the south. Hey, I'm gonna take this call, gentlemen. I'll catch up with you in a moment.
Are we still aiming from Mount Clemens to Port Huron or anything up M19 there to help cover that area? I remember, there was stuff you talked about Richmond on the GMRS side. But, I mean, what about the amateur side as well? All right, I had to turn my volume down and order my coffee here. So I don't know if I'm on a turn or whatnot. But the last thing I heard was Anthony asking about the down there. I did make some... I got the equipment all figured out, and I got to get that all worked up
And then I got I that should be easy. I think I'm gonna work on that one pretty short order here.
Dakota, go ahead.
Speaking of equipment, I was talking to my wife yesterday, and I told her, I'm like, I know you don't like the antenna in the backyard, because I've got my spider beam guide out and staked in with the 130-foot long wire. I'm like, I'll tell you what, I'll put a tower in the property line out of view, and then you won't see it. She said, that'll be perfect. So as soon as the yard's done, I'm going to start hunting for a tower or some kind of permanent mast to get out there.
Well, you're out in the middle of nowhere, so you shouldn't have to worry about an HOA unless, you know, your significant other is the HOA.
Well, that's the problem. She looks at it when she looks out our door wall, and it's straight in the backyard. I don't blame her. It looks tacky. I don't like it there. It's a black wire and a bunch of guys and a big black mast. So, move it to the property line, probably redirect the coax, and then be out of sight, out of mind. It's our side yard. We don't even have windows on that side of the house, and we're never over there, so it'd be perfect.
Crank up, tilt over.
Woohoo! That's what I'm saying. So I got a 6-year to drop off today.
I don't know. You're out in the middle of nowhere where Dakota's at. You know, put on your Carhartt and your, you know, mufflers and everything else and your boots and go out there and crank up the tower in the dead of winter. I don't know about that one. Then again, I'm a new ham. What do I know? W8RCY for identification.
All right, I think we've lost rotation here. Just getting back out here out of the Starbucks. Oh, no, not this clown. This lady trying to get out of the Starbucks. This lady, you know, she's waiting for, like, you know, the entire road to clear. She can't go, and now I'm stuck behind her in the loop around. Whatever. Anyhow, oh, no good, she's going to turn. Where was I? I got my coffee, and, oh, yeah, I said crank over, motorized tilt-over crank-up. Get yourself, you know, like 70 foot. That's what you need, Dakota, right there, baby. Universal tower. And I don't think you'll need crank-up, just tilt-over at your place. That saves you a lot of money and maintenance.
Yeah, I think if I did that on like a 30, 40 foot, I want freestanding though. That's the only thing. So I don't know how. I mean, I guess I don't have to have freestanding. I could anchor it or guide two of them into the tree line, but I would like a freestanding if possible. I'm okay with digging a footing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, give yourself a freestander. You know, 50 foot minimum. Don't do anything less, and then you know, give yourself you know, about 20 square foot of capability at the top, and you'll be good for just about anything. You can put a nice beam up there for HF, all sorts of cool things you can do. You know, it's going to be a few bucks, but you don't need the crank up part. Yeah, that brings the cost down considerably. Probably get something like that for, you know, I don't know what, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 out of Universal Tower.
Sean took the words right out of my mouth. I was wondering if Universal Tower, which I think is by your office, I was wondering if they were still around. I remember when they were on 8 Mile near Grosbeck eons ago. And, yeah, if you're out of Universal, you might get the Sean discount or something, Dakota.
It's going to be perusing Facebook for a while. So
until I get frustrated enough to buy one, but I'm hoping I'll be able to score something. Guy I sold that 500 to, he pieced together a couple different sections of tower, all the same model, but I think he paid like $100 for a 40-foot tower that he ended up piecing together because people were, I think he had to buy a new base because people were cutting them, but he was able to build one for pretty much nothing. I don't know how it looks, though. That's the other thing, right? I don't want a bunch of, this section's rusty, this section's clean, this section's rusty. I don't want it to look cobbled together. But, yeah, I don't know. It's on the docket, and the Yaesu 710 is on sale, so I might order another one of those now that I redid my desk and I have the room for it. The Michigan CUSO party made me miss a proper SDR where I had a scope and all that, and now that I have the antenna up again, it's like, why not?
Frankenstein Tower, Pirate Radio. That sounds like a winner out there. Over to you, Sean.
I am at the drive-thru here at McDonald's. I did a double whammy this morning, so I don't know how I'm making it because I'm right up against the building. But I'll be back. Probably next go-around, I'll probably be through here. W8FU.
I think everyone's got a case of the Mondays. My parking lot is completely empty.
Well, the Tigers had a winning weekend. The draft for the Lions ain't too hot. Not too bad, but not too hot. Pistons lost. And, well, we know about the Red Wings, so it wasn't like there was a major sporty event like a Super Bowl or something, so I don't understand why everybody would be, like, not there, perhaps hungover or something. I don't know. Those days are long gone for me. If you get a chance later on, Dakota, if you have my phone number still, give me a call sometime today or tonight when you get home. I got an IT question about my computer, how it works with Google on my devices, other devices versus my computer. If you get a chance, give me a call. Thank you.
Okay, I have my sausage burrito and my coffee from Starbucks, a double stopper. So that's what I felt like. Well, I'll tell you what, on another note, I've been trying to get my bikini body back this spring, and man, it's slow going. You know, I'm on that Ozempic, so that's curbing my appetite a little bit. I've been watching my carbs. I've been getting to the gym a little bit. Not quite as much as I'd like, but I've been getting to the gym pretty good. And, man, it's slow, you know, it's coming off slow. And usually you lose that first 10 pounds really easy, real quick, because now it's water weight. But not this time. Struggling for every pound. And I got 20, 30 of them to get rid of. Dakota?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I haven't really done anything other than I stopped eating garbage and really cut portion down. Cut drinking down. Not that I drink a lot, but, you know, it was nothing for me to sit down and have, you know, four or five beers. But I think I only had two beers this whole weekend. So, adulting.
Well, I'm just getting tired of getting yelled at by the doctors over the years. And I don't know my actual numeric weight right now, but, you know, none of my clothes fit me right. And they're all baggy and loose, and I keep losing belt notches and so on and so forth, but being as old as I am and being divorced, what is it now, 37 years, 36 years, 36 years, 36 years ago when I was divorced, I got divorced, I weighed over 310 pounds, and in 11 months' time, I dropped from 310 down to 190. It was the last time I was actually able to wear a Speedo. And because I was almost down to my hockey playing weight, and I was looking good. But since then, I've hit 310 two other times, and I can't keep yo-yoing like this as time progressed, as age progressed, into where I am now. And with the COVID incident that happened with me, and it's compromised my heart and my lungs and other things. I gotta get the weight off, and I gotta keep it off. I can't keep yo-yoing, and that's my struggles. Sure, I don't eat right, but I watch what I eat and eat in moderation. But just got tired of getting yelled at by doctors.
Jesus, Donald, I got breakfast here. You're talking about Speedos and shit? Ah! Anyhow, I just pulled up in front of the shop. I'll switch to the portable. W8FU.
My hockey cannon weight was 180.
My problem was I'm not far off from my weighing weight.
That's about where I was when I got married. When I got married, I was
185.
When I weighed in for hockey, they have those stats on you.
Now I'm not far from that.
Yeah, I was
not nearly the same build that I used to be.
Yeah, if I'll ever see, I don't think I'll ever see 180 again.
I got people trickling in here, so it's my turn to clear out, and I'm going inside.
All right, back to Dakota.
I will catch you gentlemen later. Everyone have a good day. NABBF. All right, later, Dakota.
Dakota, I apologize. That was a big fat double on my trigger finger there. Sorry about that. You have a great day. And Sean, you're at the office, so I'll let you go as well. Everybody have a great day. And Anthony, if you're out there, you sure have a great day as well. W8RCY, I got to go see a chiropractor today. Have a great day.
Good morning, 0800 hours, sunny, 49 degrees.
VK42JH, Portable Thailand, we're listening to Detroit Repeater, anybody around? VK4TGH, we just heard somebody on a Richmond repeater. I didn't get the call sign. Come back.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, KCATJO. The name is Tom Tango Oscar Mike.
Good day, Tom. Name is Glenn, Golf, Limerico, November. I didn't quite get all of the call sign. Was a bit quick for me. Anyway, I'm portable in Chiang Rai, Thailand. I just was having a stroll around to see who I could say good day to. All right. Over to you, Tom.
I'll throw my call out again. It's Kilo. Charlie 8. Kilo, Juliet Oscar. Kilo, Charlie 8. Kilo, Juliet Oscar. You're on portable. You must be going to Brandmeister.
KC8KJO, VK4TGH returning portable Thailand. Yeah, look, no, I'm on my phone, Tom. I got Echo Link on my phone, so I was just sitting here mucking around with it, and I just thought I'd put out a call and see if I could get anybody, so, you know, second attempt, I got you, so that was pretty good. At least I know it's working. Okay, Tom, over to you, KC8KJO, this is VK42GH, portable, Chiang Rai, Thailand.
copy that, sir. I'm mobile at the present time, so couldn't write down your call, but you can find me on QRZ and send a GSO card there, and I'll be sure to respond on that.
No worries, Tom. Thanks for coming back to me, especially mobile. You're getting in really well for the repeater mobile, so, yeah, I wouldn't have actually known unless you'd have said. All right, mate, you take it easy. I'll have a bit more of a flick around and see what I can find. Thanks again for returning to me. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, VK4, Tango Golf Hotel, Chiang Rai, Thailand, portable.
Good morning, 0900 hours, sunny, 59 degrees.
I hear it making noise. Good morning, Phil. It's Donald, W8RCY.
Hello. Good morning to you. I'm testing, and the repeater's sitting at my house right now, and I'm just driving away from it. Am I still making it?
Making it just fine. A little bit of crackling because you are mobile. From whereabouts where I know you live, you got a lot of trees out there. But other than that, you're fine. And like I told you at breakfast, you always sound good.
Okay, well, 4 miles. So that's impressive. Okay. I want to make sure I'm more concerned about how the preamp is working. But I'm mainly concerned that the issue with having with any kind of interference is not cropping up. So I'm about to go into a ditch here, or into a valley, so I may get noisy. So I'm just going to talk a little bit, see how it sounds. I'm now at the bottom of the valley. How's it going?
You're above the crackling, but you're consistent. Your audio is just fine, except for the crackling. But no, when you were in that valley, nothing changed. You didn't tell me you were in a valley. I would have not noticed.
About a valley? It's not a big valley, but it's a valley. All right, so let's see how far I'm going now. All right,
transmission, all I heard was that you were out of the valley, and then I totally lost you in the crackling. You faded right out.
Yeah, okay, I'm back on the FBI now. I figured that would happen. I knew there wasn't going to get much rain.
should correct itself once you get the repeater back in its proper location, correct?
Yeah, it's probably going to be tomorrow, hopefully. I've got to check my schedule.
Okay, well, sounds good, though. I mean, where you are now, and a lot of that background stuff is dissolved. So it's just, like I say, it just all depends about location, 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 I guess. But okie-dokie. All I got is a chiropractic appointment at 11 today. That's on my agenda, and I don't have to go anywhere because they come here on campus. So I just got to go down to the part of the campus and get that adjustment made and be good for another week or 6 days, whichever comes first, I guess. All right, well, hopefully I was helpful to your needs. I'm not as good as Sean and the other guys, but, you all got schedules too. So, all right, have a great day. Enjoy the weather, and good luck with everything. Catch up with you later. W8RCY.
Okay, Don. Catch you later. Baby.
LHKTP. KCHKONHKTP. This is KEHWUO testing a new antenna. Is anyone out there receiving this?
I'll help you. Where are you at?
I'm out here in Warren, just 14 mile in Clover area, 14 Van Dyke. Just wanted to test out a new antenna I got. And seems like it must be working because you're hearing me.
Yeah, are you on the Warren repeater, 2.6?
That is correct. I'm on the 2.6.
No complaints on this end. My incoming signal is a little weak, and it's just because of where I am right now in a line waiting to get coffee. So my signal's not that good, but I think it's pretty good. NHKPP.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it, and I won't tie you up anymore, but I'll talk to you again soon. KEHWUO.
Say what?
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 62 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, sunny, 65 degrees.
MSI mobile.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees.
WAPIK. So this is WAPIK. WAPIK.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 71 degrees.
MAKPP.
Tonight on my way home. I don't know what I'm doing today because I know they had a bad job change on the day of today.
Yep. Well, good luck. All right. And it'll be you.
Good luck to you as well. P-A-K-Y-W.
Well, that didn't take long.
Because I just pulled in here. I was driving slow. Well, I'm glad they didn't give you a hard time.
Nope, I'm real nice and professional about it. Hey, look, expressway's not moving, going east. I'm going west. Probably wasn't a good move, but I guess now we know where all the sirens went.
Yipper.
Move. You work safe.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the car for a couple minutes before I run in there. Nothing. Yeah, I will. Probably will not be doing any overtime this week, so all good.
It is what it is.
Yeah, funny thing, I don't see a race car here, though. So I guess maybe I have to go in there for a couple minutes to talk to Cody, because Tom told me not to come in, so Ray ain't here. I better clarify that before, you know.
Well, you can't work over. You have to take your husband to an appointment tomorrow morning, early.
Well, I ain't worried about working over. I don't think we're gonna, but remember Cody said you had to come in, then Tom told me not to, so better go talk to both of them.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
All right, well, I love you. Drive safe, and I'll text you in a few. So, and be careful.
Yep, be safe. N-A-W.
Yeah, K-C-A-Q-I-W.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 72 degrees.
KSA-GUZ-W4XED.
Can't be any while.
KSDB. W8FU. Where are you?
Well, I am at Rose and Grosbeck. Rose, by any other name, is by the sheriff's office.
Okay, I gather you're leaving the shop.
Yep, that's correct. Just, what the heck's going on here? Flashy lights. Oh, just somebody get pulled over. Yeah, just leaving now. So, get to make the drive home. What is going on here? Why do we got the flashy lights? Somebody getting pulled over? Okay, it was a little confusing there. Guys, in the oncoming lane, cop pulled somebody over in the left turn lane, and then he wanted all of us to hop on the opposing traffic lane so that he could turn them in on this side. So, kind of weird. Usually when they pull somebody over, they pull over to the right. It was just a little confusing.
Yeah, I've seen it where the person being pulled over goes over to the left side instead of the right side, too. But, well, as long as it wasn't you. What a nice day. Unfortunately, I've been in the office all day. The office has no window, so I can look outside and see what I'm missing, but it's been, well, I'd rather been outside today, but I'm going to make up for not being busy last night. So, just heading home, but have afternoon appointments later.
Yeah, it sure is nice. I will probably go home, switch into my fitness attire, and then go try to get a few miles in. And other than that, I ain't got much going on. I got some shrubbery I need to attack. The place is looking kind of ratty. Gotta get out there and chop a bunch of old brush down toward the front. Start working my way to the back. I've been avoiding it. I did successfully avoid my responsibilities pretty good this weekend, so, but can't anymore. They're starting to leave, and then I'll have a compounded problem. But, anywho, other than that, not a whole heck of a lot going on. I was inside as well pretty much all day. And then I went out to get something. The only time I was out, I went out to get something to eat. I was going to be good. And I went to this place that's chicken and fish. And, of course, they didn't have a damn thing in it. It wasn't fried. Everything was, you know, it wasn't the best chicken and fish you could one could get. It wasn't baked. I can tell you that. So I feel I wanted to be good, and I was bad. So now I got to make up for that, too. There's a whole bunch of angles in that last one.
Yeah, what do they say? It's a thought that counts. I had a protein bar and a cup of coffee for lunch. I had a protein shake and a cup of coffee for breakfast. So I was boring but doing okay. And then, of course, somebody brought in cupcakes in the office. Yesterday's an open house or whatever they did. So, I got to have one of those. And now I feel guilty.
You know, one thing I need to do is I got to get back in the habit of doing my morning shakes. I'd make my own. They were loosely based on some, you know, a common theme that I was seeing. The idea was to get protein, fiber, all in a, in a drink with antioxidants. Stuff like that, but you know the idea was to get some fruit and fiber and protein, and I really enjoyed it, and I felt I absolutely did the best. It was when I got down to like 155 when I would start the day with one of those, and that would really just make it a breeze to get to get to lunch, and then I would eat modestly for lunch because I was more than. I got to get back on that wagon as well. I think I'm going to make it a point to do that real soon. But then I just got to, I gotta pay more attention when I'm out. Dinner is easier. I can, I got a little bit more time to plan. But lunch is the killer, man, because, you're usually limited for time. You're limited in selection. You're limited in places you can go. You figure there's a couple things you can get away with, but how often? You can't do the same thing over and over. But if you're careful about it and do maybe a little packing. I was never good at that. I was never good at packing a lunch and taking it. I see guys that do it all the time. I don't know if they have gotten used to it or they like it or if they just, learn to endure it. But I've just never been good at that. So that would be one way to control the the bad stuff, right?
Yeah, I just honestly don't like to eat out because they have no control. You have a lot less control. I've never been a lunch packer either. For me, it's always been laziness. I've never been interested in it. I've always been content with whatever's available. You know, being in school for so many years, oftentimes the cafeteria lunch was adequate if I had to, and or, you know, if I was going between buildings, I had time to stop someplace. And I was usually in an area where there was selection, and it was at a time when I was less health conscious. So, you know, fried chicken strips and french fries at the school cafeteria was yummy, and I needed it at the time. But anyway, yeah, I know the whole feeling. I don't have the discipline for any of that.
Oh, yeah, my other problem is that, I mean, I like food, so, and I like good food. You know, when I go out, I like to go someplace that's a little better. I don't like going to Taco Bell for lunch, you know, although I surprisingly found a couple of good things there. It's okay, but it's not all that, right? And I do it, don't get me wrong. Like it just fine, but I do enjoy going someplace that's decent and getting something good, you know, and so that's another reason I don't brown bag one, because it's a good opportunity for me to go out and get something I will enjoy. Today's chicken and fish was perch and some wings, and you know, of course it was all fried, and then the big disappointment was, for all that fried chicken and wings, it just wasn't that good. That's the big killer. It's like, really?
Yeah, that is a disappointment. Well, better luck next time. We've got, we like to go out, especially for dinner. And if you can get over the stuff yourself mentality, you know, just about every place you go, you just eat too much. So you take half of it home and you have it for lunch the next day, and you get to enjoy the yumminess twice, and you don't overeat. But that takes a modicum of self-discipline, again, that I'm not always good at. But also not good about going into the leftovers. So sometimes, you know, they're in the fridge for 9 days, and you toss them, and you're like, oh, I just wasted half an expensive meal.
Yeah, that's kind of a pet peeve of mine, because Andrea always, you know, buys like she's a linebacker, and then eats like, you know, like she's 5 foot tall, soaking wet, like she is. And then, oh, don't worry, I'll eat it. And then I'll go in there, look, I go, well, let's see, you got leftovers from yesterday, and then you still got the leftovers from, you know, there, and then, you know, you didn't eat everything there, and you end up freezing that. It's like, you know, it's like, and that bugs me, you know, when it's like, well, then don't order that much, or don't order as often, or I make it a point, you know, if I've got something. I just recently had a big hunk of salmon, and I could only eat half of it at lunch. I was with Wally, and we were at this restaurant that did this, and I saved the other half for home. It was good, and I wanted it. It was Good Friday, so, you know, so that weekend was shot because Easter and leftovers from Easter, and it ended up getting to be too long for a piece of fish left in the fridge, so I was disappointed. I had to let that go. But most of the time, I'm pretty good about getting the stuff cleaned up before it goes to waste. I make it a point.
Yeah, well, like I said, I just don't have the discipline. Although sometimes the conversation at home is, you know, what's for dinner? And it's like, well, what's in the fridge? We did that the other day, not Saturday, actually. It was leftovers that were getting to the end of their time. So dinner Saturday was a smorgasbord of munchies and things, and it was good. And it felt satisfying to get all that cleared out. I just went to an intersection, and there were a bunch of mysteriously stopped cars on a green light. I couldn't figure out what was going on. And there was an emergency vehicle approaching the intersection, but everybody heard but me. I'm like, how did I miss that? Me and the guy in front of me, he was just barreling through. What?
Well, it happens. Where are you at? Which machine are you on? You're getting a little popcorny. No problem. 100% copy, but you're starting to hit the popcorn range, whichever one you're on.
It's a little stronger here than the Warner, Peter, but it's not its usual. It's not its usual dominating self. And I'm right in downtown Pontiac, so it's a little. Things get a little fuzzy with all the buildings. But, yeah, it's. Like I said, I thought I overheard him the other day. Something wasn't right. He was going to substitute something back in temporarily. No big thing, though.
And for what it's worth, you're making it in perfectly, so much better. So despite putting up with the lower receive on your end, we're hearing it real good. Well, it's either at his house on the antenna there, which it should be getting stronger because, you know, you're just, a mile, 2 miles from the top, so it should be pretty good for you all the way home. Or it's the old low-power repeater at the site. Either way, you're getting closer to it, so you're golden. I've been working on the Macomb County, the Mecca machine, last week. I think I mentioned it, and then over the weekend here, there, and when I had time, I was putzing with them. I was trying to get the whole dashboard up and running for it, you know, with the satellite receivers and all that stuff and other various things. So almost ready to hand the whole thing over and say, there you go.
Well, that's very nice of you. Yeah, based on what I'm hearing right now from the repeater, I'm assuming that it's the low power one on the main site on this end. But I could be wrong. But good. Yeah, I was following a little bit of the stuff on the Mecca repeater. Most of it was over my head, so I just kind of watched tangentially.
Yeah, the next thing is they've got to find a crew, you know, that wants to manage it, connections and, you know, things like that. And, you know, so I can set them up as control operators, if you will. So that's kind of, I think, next steps. But it's kind of cool because they're running the same software I'm running on the I'm at 2.6, and they're doing things that I want to do. I want to get those voters, so that's my interest is been captured because, you know, they're all things that I need to learn anyhow. So that does help. It's, you know, what's painful is when you're done with something, you're past it and all that stuff, and then you got to circle back and do it over and over. And, you know, when it's new, it's fun. It's a puzzle. It's my Sudoku or find the words or whatever. It's fine. That's what I do. But then once I've got it figured out, it gets kind of tiring.
Yeah, well, once you got it online, it's not the shiny object anymore. I get that. Well, I'm almost home, so I'm going to, once I get home, I'll get inside and get ready for the next appointment or two. And I got a Con Ed class I got to take in the morning. It's online, so that'll last just an hour, but that'll allow me to ease into the day a little bit, I think. So anyhow, nice chatting. Drive safe, and we'll catch you later. K-8-D-D.
Alrighty, a few more miles to go myself, so we'll catch you later on. And I made mention of it, but again, thank you for the gift. Very, very nice. W8FU. Were you over here, Greg? I'm on hold with my pharmacy, so I may have to abruptly leave, but what up?
Yeah, I am here on the FBI warrant. Just got done at the Butterburger store. It was yummy. Yard work for the last 2 days, and I still got plenty to do. Fun fun. I'm actually enjoying it, though. The weather's beautiful.
Oh, I wish I had everyone's enthusiasm. I look at it and I just go, ugh.
Yeah, that's normally me as well, but for some reason this year I kind of jumped right on it and stayed on it, and hopefully I can continue staying on it, so get everything I caught up and done that I wanted. But yeah, I hear you. That's a normal thing for me.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. 74 degrees.
Finally, I have a script that I've been out of for over 2 weeks, and it's like they keep saying, you know, it's on order. We'll let you know it's on order. Rite Aid is just, or I mean, I'm sorry, Walgreens is horrible. Ever since we switched over to them, just horrible. But they said it's finally in. They're just, it'll be an hour before they can get it to me. And great, I've only waited over 2 weeks.
Ah, yeah. Well, depending what it is, if it's a shortage of the drug, it's not Walgreens' fault. My wife's on a couple things that get short, or they get shortages on, and it's a pain in the butt hunting things down and chasing things around. And there's some times where Walgreens is the only place we could get it. In any case, it's frustrating. Glad they at least got it, and you can continue on now.
Yeah, I tell them, you know, this happens every time. I go, if it takes you this long to get it, but you won't let me order it until the script's, you know, until the script allows for it. But you don't get it in time if I wait until the script is, you know, ready for renewal. So it's this catch-22. And they say, well, you know, come in and order it, you know, off insurance, you know, just out of pocket. And then by the time it comes in, you know, you'll be able to get it on insurance. You know, it's like, yeah, and the first time I do that, they'll get it in 2 days.
Yeah, but you don't got to pick it up right away. That's kind of a funky way for them to do that. You know, if you're a regular customer there, they should be able to pre-order knowing that you're going to be filling it. You might even try a mom-and-pop pharmacy. They might do that sort of thing for you.
going to try the pharmacy that's actually in the, where my primary care physician is, the Henry Ford facility at 15 and Ryan. I'm going to try doing it through them. It's a very little, you know, it's on my way home, at least for that one. I only have three scripts, and two of them are, you know, super, super common and easy to get. But this one is just a nightmare to get, and it's, you know, so I'm going to try that first. You know, the bear is that they used to let me get 90 days, and when I get 90 days supply, I only have to pay 2 months copays, so I get one free month. And now they said because, you know, they have trouble getting it, they won't allow me to get a 90 day. So even though my script's written for 90, you know, and then it costs me three copays. You know, it's like, well, thank you. You're costing me money, though. You know, it's like, it's a no-win. And, you know, and then the worst part of it is my insurance provider said I can only get 90-day supplies from Walgreens or select online, you know, mail order or whatever, you know, the delivery type pharmacies. But they don't specify which one, so I don't know. It's just so hard to navigate this stuff. I don't know why they, you know, make all this crap so hard.
Yeah, I totally agree that the entire system, top to bottom, is just so difficult to navigate. Optum Rx is where I get all my regular ones, and they get mailed to me. I don't really miss a beat either, so it's pretty well organized online. So if you got regular ones that are constant and go forever, I would give that one Optum OPTUM Rx, and I've had good luck with it, and they do the 90-day stuff, so. Whether they do for your insurance provider or not, I don't know, but they do for mine. So, something you might want to check out. And then, like you said, things on your way home, they got to be convenient. You can eliminate all of that, which is kind of, you know, I've got time, and I don't want to run the support first trip. I do enough of the, you know, the off-the-cuff ones for my wife. But anything regular, man, I do it that way. It's great. KEHBSI.
Yeah, I'm about ready to look into it. I just got to figure out which online pharmacies my insurance, which is very good insurance. Blue Care Network, you know, but everyone works out their own deal. So I just had to figure out, you know, who's all get 90s through and then try that. I may do that. The problem with the weekly one that I get, you know, the one that I got to do weekly, it's an injectable, and it's got to be, you know, refrigerated. So, you know, that's, I mean, I know, no big deal. They'll do that. You know, they'll send it in the ice packs and all that stuff. But, you know, I was kind of hoping to avoid all that. But if I can get it, anywho, I'm pulling up at home, so make this next to my last, of course.
All right, well, I'm already home. Yeah, my wife's got a refrigerated and injectable one, but we do get that locally, and it's hard to chase down sometimes. It runs a shortage, so we got to go between Walgreens, CVS, Meijer, Kroger, wherever, and even the one at her provider, there's a couple of those pharmacies. Eventually we get it, but, and sometimes it's there when she needs it, but it's just a full thing in the bus, so. All right, let you get to the homestead and change it up for your workout. I'm going to go continue my yard work now that I've got more energy in my belly. KKBSI, I'll listen out.
All righty, sounds like a plan. Go get the yard knocked out. Maybe that's what I'll do. Instead of a workout, I'll go do yard work, which is a workout in and of itself. Two birds, one stone. Anyhow, talk to you a little later. KEVSI from WAFU.
NAPPP.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees.
Kilo November 4, Golf Papa Oscar Mobile, monitor.
W8PPT.
Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, how's it going, Tom? Not a whole heck of a lot. Just enjoying the day. I'm sure you're working, huh?
Yeah, I'm home working on, though. I'm around the Dallas Park area, 94.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Yeah, you're a little scratchy, but I'm making out most of it. Yep, it's definitely getting better. So what's new? Anything?
Oh, I was trying to get some IP phones to work with over IP. Messing around with them. I got one that's supposed to put this directly to it, but it's been working on this stuff, so I'm just going to try to find the Cisco 525. Eric says he might have one laying around somewhere in Boston.
Yeah, there's some of them settings get confusing, or not confusing, but you think you got to do it one way and it's another way. I don't know, did you ever join that Telegram? We got a whole section on there about that. You might find some tips if you scroll through there. I'm only catching bits and pieces. You gotta get a little bit more down the road before it be legible for me to understand what you're saying. And it was coming in good there for a minute, but then it cut back out. All right, sounds good. I'll stand by until you're out of the hole you're in, I guess.
WHCPT.
I think that was WHCPT. How are you doing?
Doing good. You're a little scratchy, though. I didn't quite make out your call sign. Captain Don here.
I got you. It was Kilo, November 4, Golf, Papa, Oscar.
All right, got it that time. Kilo, November 4, Golf, Papa, Oscar. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Just driving home from work. Got lots of traffic here on Telegraph right now. It's crazy out here.
Yeah, I hear you. The foreign mother brought everybody out. And I think I only had to go about, 10 miles? And it took me almost 45 minutes. Nuts.
Yeah, that's basically been my commute ever since we started doing the 696 stuff. Everybody's going crazy with it. Everybody, I don't know where everybody's going with it, but they're going.
Yep, they hurry up and fix the roads to start fixing them again. It's nuts, man. I can't believe it. It's like you cross into Ohio and the roads are like 10 times better. They need to, Michigan needs to take some lessons from Ohio.
Yeah, that's true. I've been to Ohio a couple of times, man. I mean, I don't like driving there, but I gotta say, there are no potholes. I'm in Pontiac,
Oh, I hear you there. I'm between Sterling Heights and Port Huron a lot, and potholes, city everywhere, and then traffic. Until I get up towards where I live up near Port Huron, then the traffic cuts down at least.
I don't think I've been up to Port Huron yet too much. Is it nice up there?
Yeah, you know, the city has its good parts and its bad parts, but the good part is it's right there on the St. Clair River and then Lake Huron, you know, so a lot of stuff to do on the water. And then if you come inland a bit and get out of the city, you know, it's all farmlands and stuff. That's the area I live in. But yeah, it's a nice area. It does have its bad areas in town, though.
Yeah, just like most places, every place is going to have its bad areas, so I'm sure the great area is very pretty. I haven't been able to get out to the lake yet here. I haven't been here too long, so that was nice definitely to go see it.
Yeah, I think you were talking about the lake, Great Lakes and stuff. I'm not sure because it's really scratchy, but if that's what you were talking about, yeah, it's nice being out on the water for sure. And definitely a lot cooler this time of year because that cold air is coming off of that cold water. So if it's a hot day in the city, it's usually 10, 15 degrees cooler closer to the water. So, yeah, pretty cool. But I actually made it to my destination finally, so I'm gonna have to jump out of here. But it was good chatting with you for a minute here, and I'll probably catch you again on here, I'm sure. And with that, I'll be clear on your final.
All right.
DRC.
I'll call up for you on the other repeater, my bad.
How's Dakota today?
I'm good. Heading home. Beautiful weather. I'll take these spring days. I think we're finally in the clear. I'm sure we'll have rain coming up soon, but I'm good, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just came back home. I haven't got home yet, but I'll be home in a few probably. I was out there shopping, grocery shopping, you know that. How it goes, you gotta find this and find that and all that. I had to go to Sam's Club and I ain't gotta go to Costco. It doesn't finish. Anyhow, good talking to you, Dakota. I think I gotta go somewhere and talk to somebody else again. No problem. We'll talk again. KFA-PRC.
Yep, I know how it goes. Anytime I run an errand, it's never as quick as I want it to be. But I don't have anywhere to be. I was just, when I called out, I think you heard me on Mecca. And that's where I thought you were, because I can hear both sides, and then I realized you were over here. So I'm just driving. I got a ways to go. So if you got time, I got time.
I got time. Captain Don was there. I guess he had to get off anyhow. Because he was on his destination.
Yeah, I heard him. I didn't want to interject. And the other station was getting a little noisy there, so I figured he was probably getting on the fringe. So I let it be and tried the 1472 machine, and then I heard you over here. So here we are. How's the ham life been? How's the new radio?
So, you know, I got my 710 FS. FT-710, I don't know if you know that or not. And they changed on me because when I had the Drake, it was 10 meter, 20 and 15 and all that, you can tell. This one has changed a little bit on me. There's not, they don't say 10 meter or nothing like that. They go by the other one, like 2400, 1400 and all that, so it changed a little bit on me, but I got it figured out after 3 days.
Yeah, it goes by megahertz instead of the band name. Funny to say that I ordered a 710 this morning. I had one and I exchanged it for the 891, and then now that I've got a proper antenna at the house and all that, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna get a proper quote base station, which I know there's way better ones out there, but for the price. Couldn't beat it. So, did you take general and pass, or are you just you bribing yourself to pass it?
I haven't took the general at all. I'm still studying. I looked up yesterday. I was about 80%. So, I'm not 100% yet.
Well, good deal. That 710's a good radio. I was a big ICOM fanboy before that, and I really did enjoy the 710 when I had it. 391 is going to get pushed over for POTA and portable operations, and then I'm going to have that 710 sitting on the desk. I'm actually already planning on, I don't know if you know this or not, but you can hook that up to a monitor and have the pan adapter as a way bigger screen, so I think I'm going to do something similar. But do you have an antenna yet, or are you just scrolling around listening, or what?
I haven't got the antenna for it yet, but I do have one in the garage, and I just have not put it up yet. And also, John came in, and he brought one of them, like, for, you know, like, when he goes to the park, he put the, you know, portable one. He had one 10 and 20 meter, and he put it up, but it was good, but it was not clear enough. That radio is so noisy, and I don't know if maybe there's something else, you know, you can get out that noise. I still don't know how you do that yet.
Good afternoon.
If I've been quick keying on you, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, first attempt. Just got out of the gym, and I heard you guys, so I thought I'd say good afternoon, Jack. Good afternoon, Dakota. Go ahead. I'll slip in. I'm only in here for a few, but I thought I'd say hi.
Good afternoon, Sean. And anyhow, you guys take over, because I'm almost on the destination. Couple of minutes. We'll talk later. KF8, VIC, clear.
All right, Jack, good talking to you. And just keep in mind that's a complex radio, so watch a lot of YouTube on it. You'll dial it in. It took me a bit, but once you get it set, it sounds great. Go ahead, Sean.
Which radio are we talking about?
The old 710.
Ooh, Jack got himself a 710?
How you doing, John?
I'm doing good, Jack. Did you buy a 710?
I bought the 710, and it was one day before expired. So I paid $80.84 for it.
Well, there you go. Great radio by all accounts. I don't own one, but the people that tell me it's a great radio know what they're talking about. So, well, you'll enjoy that. Easy enough to get an antenna up, and nothing could be more motivation to get your upgrade.
I know what you're saying, John, but, you know, sometimes your hand doesn't help or work all that things out, you know, like you got to have a grill, you gotta have, you know, screws, and you gotta have this. Then you gotta have somebody to hold it. That's another thing.
Well, I'll just say this and then pass it over to Dakota. You got plenty of people willing to come help out. All you gotta do is say it's an antenna day, and you'll have half a dozen if you get one. You'll have half a dozen. I guarantee it. Dakota.
Yep, I was just going to say, Jack, if you buy the parts, I got the tools, we can terminate your own vehicle and whatever. I've got a antenna that's just sitting around right now. If you want to use that, we can figure out what you want to use, whatever you need, man.
In your bad spot, Dakota.
Yes, I was. Flipped over to Richmond. Now I'm almost at 26.
Hi. I'll talk about it and see when maybe I can get my brother from Old Spires to come out where he was from instead. Well, good talking to you, both of you, John and Dakota. You guys take it easy. KF8, VIC.
All right, Jack, well, don't you worry. Like I said, you don't have to worry about people. You just got to get out here and see you're having an antenna party, and we'll make it happen. All right, you're getting a little noisy, too, so we'll let you go. Was there somebody else in there besides Dakota, Jack, and I?
W8EAP just got off work. I just wanted to throw in the comment. In my mobile, I'm never in a bad spot, but what's going on?
See you later, Jack. Eric, who's your cell provider? Because, I mean, you're kind of not wrong. Your note always sounds good in the car.
T-Mobile, and yes, I only have one dead spot from my house in Shelby Township to the house in St. Helen, and that's like you get a mile off the freeway coming into town. I have one dead spot for about a half a mile, and that's it. But yeah, T-Mobile works great in the car.
Cut out there.
too far north for Warren. I said, Sean, you can second that, can't you? Maybe he got a phone call. Well, that's good because, excuse me, I was testing with Dave the other day. Now, I don't know if this was a digital issue or a carrier issue, but I was talking to him on my open spot on the way home with my Kenwood, and we were doing D-Star to D-Star, and it sounded horrendous on my AT&T hotspot and my Verizon hotspot. So, excuse me, I don't know if it's digital or what, but neither of them sounded good.
It's the cell network.
Well, I was going to say, didn't we go through all this like 6 months ago? The AT&T hotspots didn't work. The T-Mobile ones actually worked the best. Maybe not perfect, but they worked the best. I think that was the conclusion.
Yeah, I think the protocol doesn't work well on the cellular.
Protocol for digital, not analog, right?
Yeah, I just think, like, I don't know. I honestly don't know what the issue is. So I'm not going to say that it doesn't work at all because, like, Cujo here who we're going to pass the mic to, he uses DMR all the time and he has no problem. Go ahead, Cujo.
I'll start noting the Wi-Fi hotspot. That's still 2.4, right? I mean,
That's just your standard 2.4 Wi-Fi, correct?
I think a lot of it depends on the phone you have. I know iPhone, there's no way to differentiate between the bands.
Where the cellular was different from the data, it was kind of split between, kind of split off. But with the Note and the new phone, and when you tap on phone, it's an app. It's a data app. You use the data for, for voice. And you're sharing that with your data for your 5G. That's why sometimes your app can't download while you're on the phone. You ever have problems where they say, hey, let me send you a picture, and if you're waiting for the picture, and you're like, oh, I got to hang up this on the picture, and you hang it up, and it zips through, but besides that, it kind of gets stuck.
Tom's got a point, but that's kind of not an issue anymore ever since RCS came out, which is the Android version of a database text message. It's not SMS. I want to say it's 100 megabit cap for the message, and that does go over the data, and you can receive text over the phone. And I also know that some carriers, I think they all do it now, but I remember when there was a point where you couldn't get pictures when you were on the phone. That's since been fixed, too, to where you can actually receive data while on the phone. There should be different antennas in the phone, from the way I understand it.
Another thing, too, when I'm driving up north and my node never drops out, I'm streaming Gary Station at 320K. So I'm usually streaming audio while I'm doing that, too. It must be a pretty robust... connection. I think somewhere around exit 190, if I'm streaming Gary Station, I might get a little choppy. But like I said, there's only one place it drops out, and that's when I get about a mile off the highway heading towards town. And it's only for like a half a mile. And then it pops back in, so don't know.
Yeah, you got me lost on that one, Coda.
And another thing, I've even noticed that certain connections to certain hubs, there's some weird, funky issues. Like right now, my clear node doesn't like listening to the Who Cares hub. It's like I have packet loss. But if I flip over to, like, the FBI hub, it's totally fine. And then the Who Cares hub is also totally fine. So I don't know. I don't know if it's just the protocol or it's just old. I really don't know. But they're very finicky.
Well, it depends, too, if Dave's kids are all streaming. Sometimes it's just Dave's hub gets choppy and he has to reboot it. Sometimes, but then he said his kids were streaming all kinds of crazy stuff at the same time. That might be why it's only temporary. Anyhow, I'm home. I gotta go wash the bugs off my car.
I thought it could have been a home network issue, but he hosted, so that rules that out. But, all right, yeah, I'm almost there too. I got about another 5 minutes here. Man, I'm bummed. We have two halal markets right near me. Pretty ethnic, and they were, at least one of them was Mediterranean, but now they're both Paki Indian. I'm like, man, I was looking for pita. The Indians don't do pita.
Indians, good. Gotta get some goat. Oh, hey, Coda. My coworkers are going to meet up with me on Thursday, and what we discussed over the phone. I have the doctor's appointment that I cannot miss. Hey, KGO.
No big deal. We'll do the walkthrough, and I'm sure you'll know what you need to know, and you already know most of the building. And, Sean, is Indian food good? I don't know if I've ever had it, and I'm afraid to try it because I've heard things. I tried it about 4 or 5 times, maybe even 6 times, and I was very underwhelmed. There was nothing wrong with it, but there was nothing particularly motivating about it. Nothing I really wanted to come back for. But everybody rant and rave about how good it is. So, okay, I'd go back, and I'd be thoroughly underwhelmed. And I just couldn't quite, you know, figure out what the big hoopla was about it. And then I found this restaurant, and it changed everything for me. I thought, okay, you just got to find a good place. And so I've never had any that was bad, but it was kind of shrug. I don't get it, you know, until I found a good place. And then I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I get it now. And I just found a second recently. I don't get it a lot because, the flavors are kind of, like, specific and they're different. There's, chances are you'll like it, but if you don't care for it, you might say, I wouldn't be afraid to try it. You may love it. I have kind of like, and there's a lot of dishes too, so you can get a biryani or a chicken tikka or a masala or something like that, and, you know, they're all just a little different, but mostly sauce that they're in, a curry sauce that they're in with chunks of meat, you know, lamb, chicken, beef, over rice or with the naan bread, which is kind of like their pita, which is very good, by the way. And so, yeah, I wouldn't shy away. I'd give it a try. There are people at work that swear by Marigold. Have you ever had that? I think it's on Hall Road. No, and I just saw that place today. I went to, what the hell was it? That chicken joint by the Tim Hortons. I went there, and it's either in the complex just the other side of it or same complex, and I said, huh, I think it's the one west of it still, closer to you. And I put that on my list of, I got to try that. But when you want to do it, let me know. We'll meet there. We'll do lunch. I was just going to say, we'll have to give it a go then, because I've never had it. They say it's good. And
you can try a little bit of, you know, get a little bit of masala and a little bit of biryani or something like that. One's kind of a chicken, a rice kind of a dish. The other one's more of a floating chunks and, you know, meat floating in a sauce. So, yeah, okay, good. Sounds like a plan. I don't leave Tom out. He's probably drooling.
Yeah, two words, shut in. I've tried time, I'm not used to some length time. I haven't tried time. I've been back to Danny because my wife's relative or cousin is back to Danny, so I've tried it, that's where I got the goat from. It's pretty good. But now you got me intrigued on that Indian place. I'll try to be over there on Thursday after I get out of Richmond. Thank you. All right, Dean.
Is there any other reason to say it? All right, I'm going to jump out of here. I just got home, and I didn't get my pita bread, god darn it. So, yeah, we'll do it. Sounds like a plan. Catch everybody in a bit. W8FU.
Yep, I just pulled in as well. And, yeah, Tom, let me know. Maybe Johnson Controls can buy food.
Talk to Billy D about it tomorrow. Have a good night, fellas. KKKGO, 73 about.
Indian food.
You just being out of work, sir?
I'm just about home.
I'm almost there. I'm over by the Dolphin. I'm 94. So, I'm still like 20 minutes out, I guess you can say.
Yeah, I had to stop and get gas. Before I stopped, they were talking about Indian food. No, I want Indian food.
I know, right? They're sitting there, you know, Dakota and Sean are sitting there chit-chatting about this new Indian place over by, over on the east side. And, I'm going to meet up with Dakota on Thursday. Actually, a couple of co-workers are to go over some stuff. And I'm like, maybe we should do that on Thursday. But now I'm intrigued. I think I've had Indian food one time. It sounds very interesting. So yes, my interest is deep as much as you are.
Yeah, the first time I had it was when I was out in Brampton, where you know, the Indians say the food's better there than in India. The restaurants are much better.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can go get Middle Eastern cuisine or Mediterranean cuisine. But if you go in there and the person that's cooking it isn't from the Middle East or from the Mediterranean, then it's not really authentic. The Navy meat, I don't think the food is. It's like going to Olive Garden. You go back there and not one Italian works in there.
Yeah, that's Olive Garden. That was my first experience. I had to go with one of my coworkers when we were out watching. And out there they call it Bramladesh because it's all big Indian population. So yeah, it was the restaurants are better there than in India. It's really good. We go there all the time, and I haven't been there in a while. I haven't really found a good place around here. But sounds like that place that they were talking about. I probably almost, I think I almost lived right. I I think I lived right across the street from it, that place on Hall Road, before I moved up this way.
I lived off of Hall Road and Shaner from like 92 to 2010. And I don't think I've ever hit one of those Indian places on Hall Road if they even hit it. So I'm intrigued.
Good evening, 1900 hours, partly sunny, 73 degrees.
KS8ARC and 8WJZ, you copy that? You're rough there, go ahead.
Sandy, sounding good, Sandy. Sounding good, Sandy.
Dallas is very clear. The audio clear. The signal clear. How you doing?
Yeah, the repeater sounds really good down here tonight, almost full scale, so real nice conditions tonight, Jack. Are you on an HT or what there? You're kind of in and out of the system there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on an HT. It's a longer sound. But let me stand up, maybe it makes a difference. Not any better.
Yeah, it helps out a little bit there. No problem. I got it, Jack, there. Sounds good. So, I guess this is linked also, so different repeaters are linked here, correct? Is that correct, Jack?
Yes. It's linked. Still has no idea.
Hey, okay. Okay, well, I got the 600 there. It seemed like it was on the same system there when I was listening before. But anywho, good to catch you over here, Jack. You have a great evening, and I'll keep listening here for this nice repeater. Sounds good here in Cleveland. So you take care. We'll talk again. KF8ARC, NAWJZ, 73.
Is this frequency in use, please, from K4KWQ? N8OBU. N8OBU, K4KWQ.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees.
Eric Alpha Delta 6, W8PAT, this is Alpha Delta 8, Oscar Delta.
KF8S, W8DAP.
What, you don't want to talk to Josh?
No, how come you're not choppy here, but you're choppy on yours, on your node? That's weird.
I'm over our here, so I'm not choppy. If I was choppy.
Yeah, but I'm not on RF. I'm going through the same All-Star node I was 2 minutes, 30 seconds ago when you're... Every audio here is smooth. Dave, are you on RF or?
I'm on RF. I think there's an issue with ham, VoIP, and ASL3 not being compatible.
So. Can someone come over and switch my note to ASL3, Roger?
I wasn't on hand voice. I was on my ASL3. Are you on hand voice this week?
I'm on hand voice, but this on ASL3, right? This node, this repeater node is on ASL3.
This is my node radio with the little shiny beam through and 4 watts. How does this sound just to the FBI?
Got a lot of snow there, but I can hear you 100%. High noise level. Oh yeah, shiny Bing Fu's working.
I don't know what's up. I'm rebooting the VM in the cloud. See if that fixes anything.
That would be a Roger Dodger on that. So did Jack's antenna fall down?
Eric, go try over there again. KF8A.
Will do. W8EAP.
N8KPP.
KF8DRT KF8AYL. I guess the Turret Rock City is working his HF rig. Very nice. KF8AYL.
Good evening, 21 hours, partly cloudy, 68 degrees.
You over here, Jack?
KFA, VIC.
Yeah, hey, I was listening to you. Did you get that text from me? I was listening to you talking about the Drakes over there. Did you get my text?
My phone.
All right, no big deal. Just I sent you a text. We'll catch up Saturday or something like that.
Okay, I sent that text.
Okay, just tossing it out there. Think it over. We'll talk. We'll talk Saturday or something.
No problem. Take care, John. W8SU KF8DRC.
All right, Jack. Catch you later. W8FU.
It's Fruit Rock City, Jack. Are you still there? KF8AYL. There's the guy. He goes up north, but he doesn't say he's going.
And he's calling back. How are you, Ken? Not there yet. I'm still here. But don't worry. Now that you're on this side, I can hit you on Echo Link. So now you're on Echo and talking to me on the radio. No problem. I got Echo, but it's not set up yet. I got All-Star, too, on my cell phone. Well, I'm not on Echo now. I'm on a radio, so this is real radio. What is it, Ken? One of them Ocean Wisdom radio? Yeah, it is. It's Ocean Wisdom UV98P. It's a great little radio. It does VHF, UHF. It does 6 meter and 10 meter, but on the 10 meter it doesn't do sideband, so it's kind of useless. But works on 6 meter and this band and GMRS and anything you want it to.
Yeah, I have so many of these. I just bought one of them Rockdale 860. It does AM, FM, and does everything else. But you didn't get one in the digital. How come?
I have a 9600 in a box that I've never played with yet. I keep meaning to, but it's still sitting in a box.
TYP 9600?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's what I'm right now. And then MD9600. It's a hell of a radio, let me tell you something.
Yeah, I happened to find it off a guy I was buying some tools off of, and they were selling all this other crap, and I saw that radio. He was brand new in the box. He had never used it. I grabbed it for $50. But I've never pulled it out of the box. I haven't played with it yet.
It was worth it more than $50. Let me ask you. You got a program by hand?
Well, I read that, again, I haven't played with this yet. This is why I don't want to get into it yet, because I got so much else going on. I've read briefly. I almost don't want to play with the factory load. I just want to put there's another software you can put on it that makes it a lot more usable, and I was thinking of doing that, but yeah, again, I haven't played with it yet. It's still sitting in a box.
As you're saying, $50, that is a good deal. That is really a good deal, $50. That guy, you got some more or no?
No, that was a happen chance at a garage sale like a year and a half ago. I saw it, and I think somebody died, and, you know, their kids or whatever selling off all this guy's stuff, and I saw it on the table. It had $50 on it, so I paid him the $50. I didn't even negotiate. I probably could have got it for less.
I say anyhow. So now at least you're smoking a cigar out there, is it?
I am. I have my favorite Aliva V going right now. Excellent cigar.
That's good. You got that cigar. Really a good cigar. They are. I smoked it once. Not right now, but way back. And it was so good, really. We were about 3-4 people out there, me and about 3-4 friends and one brother. We were smoking them, too, out there. Anyhow, so you finished all the work outside yet? Oh, well, I've been busy. I had to get an MRI on my knee. I got knee problems. Went to the doctor today about that. Had to finish some stuff on my trailer. And I went and started my truck last week, and it wouldn't get my Ram Cummins diesel. Didn't want to run right. I've owned it since new. I have no idea what was wrong with it. It was blowing smoke. Screwed around with that the whole week, trying to diagnose the issue on that one. And ended up being the ejection pump, which is not cheap. $1,000, but she's running like a champ again. Yeah, all kinds of crap going on.
Boy, Johnny, all that work. Well, that's a lot of work. And you know what? You probably don't feel like going to Upper Peninsula right now. Maybe another month or so.
Next week I'll be going, I'm pretty sure. But now that my truck's running again, you know, I don't know what I was able to diagnose that, and because I have the scanner and the snap-on scanner and the right tools. If I had taken that truck in, that would have been a $3,000-$4,000 shop visit, I'm pretty sure. I don't know how people afford these diesel trucks. I don't think I'd buy a diesel again. I'm really not happy with it.
Can you lucky find somebody selling that part, really? And you know what? I really like diesel. The only diesel I like is Humvees. They stay with you so long, but they're not allowed to drive them around.
I didn't quite catch that one. Say that name again. The diesels you like are what?
Humvees. You know, the military Humvees?
Oh, those have the GM 6.5 liter. Yeah, you know what, Jack? That's not a good motor either. it is if you replace it. It's what they call the PMB, the driver for it. But yeah, they got problems. I've not owned a Humvee, but I've owned a couple of Chevy trucks with that 6.5 liter in it, and yeah, garbage. Not good.
They do. You're right. You know, they got a lot of problems with them. But the 83, they were in good shape. I rode one in the 83, and really it was riding very good. The shocks are good and everything else. But you know what? If you look at it, you know, you can go like six to 800,000 miles on it, and it's still going.
Oh, well, the 80s ones are different. The 80s ones were pre-turbo. They were just regular, quote, diesels. They weren't very powerful, but, yeah, those motors will run almost forever. You're not wrong there.
Yeah. Well, you're right about that. That was good. I mean, the strength, you know what, they even had the air on, you know. That before the trucks, they don't have no air condition. But they put an 83 on those air condition. And they were so good, we were riding them every day.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, you got your garden planted yet? Got some peppers growing up yet? I want some of them peppers.
And I don't know if you're going up north that early, way up north, Upper Peninsula. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't grow the pepper, really. But you know what? I was waiting till Mother's Day, and that's what I'm planning to do, wait for Mother's Day, which is, I don't believe I'm going to wait that long either, because it's been good weather at night, too. Not that cold.
Yeah, I got down to 34 here last night, but I don't think that's going to happen again tonight or any time for the foreseeable future. So, yeah, I think you're good. Better plan.
I think next week. The reason why I didn't do it because I ordered the Azu 710 FT, and I'm playing around with it every day. Like a new toy, and really it's a difference between this one and the Drake I have.
Oh, well, yeah, 710 will keep you busy, that's for sure. There's a lot to learn there. That's an awesome radio, nice, I like it.
I do too. And I have like a portable antenna, I put on the ground with the ground tube, and that's what I'm operating right now. I'm just 10 meters for now.
Well, that's all you need for now. So you get your general, right? I think I heard you earlier. I was working on some stuff, but I was listening. I think I heard you. Are you going to take the general? Are you studying for that one? Get down into the real HF?
I took a couple of paper opinions that says read and all that. I don't know what he thinks. Should I go read, what do they call it? Read, not to read. Do the other kind, I forgot the name of it. He said take the test all the time. He said, should I do that too?
Well, every person's got their own personality and how they face these things. For me, I just took the test a billion times over, and maybe it became memorization, but a lot of it was, you know, I'm a technical person anyway, so it wasn't anything out of the ordinary, but for a lot of people it might be, you know, you might need to take the study materials and look at it a bit. I was starting to look at the extra stuff, and I'm really like, yeah, that one I'm going to have to actually study for. I'm not just going to be able to memorize that one, but... But every person's got their own thing. The tests are a huge part of it. The practice tests are out there for free. Just take them whenever you want. And it's a great tool to just see where you're at, of course.
Talk about exam tests. Take that over and over and over like we did before.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact website that I used, but there was two of them that I used. I'd have to go look them up again, but they had, you know, they would pull the test questions off the pool just like a real test is, and you can see where you're at. It's a great tool, but yeah, you're going to need to study some of the actual material to be able to pass it, so... You need to know it. I'm not sure where to get the study materials from, but there's a bunch of places.
No problem. No, I have to ask. the probe and I have the anesthetic. They both have the same thing. I don't know, I haven't looked at the probe yet, but the hammer study, that's what I'm trying to do. And really, you know, I just took one by one, and it was 10 of them, right? Out of the 35, so it's still it's a long way anyhow.
Yeah, when I took the general, they were like, oh, you can take the extra for, you know, no extra fee, so I took the extra test just for fun, because I hadn't studied for it, but yeah, I got like 60%, so I didn't pass that one, but it's, yeah, I'm going to need to study for that one. But they're out there, the materials are out there, you'll get it. But you're already in contact with the ISS, so you're happy, right? Did you get...
get with the ISS the other day or something, or last week I heard you? That was 2 weeks ago. I contacted them, but they have me in it, and they answered back. They called my call sign. Detroit Rock. Detroit Rock City.
There you go. You're a legend, Detroit Rock City. That's an awesome call sign. I wish I had it. I can't make anything of KFAYL. AYL, yeah. I could probably come up with something if I thought about it enough.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, I don't know how that happened, but they did. It happened. I didn't change nothing. Then I talked, so everybody
said, no, this is a good cosine.
I said, no problem, I
get
used to it. And I did get used to it.
Well, it seems a large percentage of hams like the vanity call sign for some reason. It must be a reason, I don't know. I'll stick with KF8AYL for now. And yours is great. Can't say Detroit Rock City. Awesome.
Yeah, even both of my daughters said, where the heck do you find that cosign? Oh, no, don't get rid of that cosign. I said, I'm going to go to vanity. She said, no, stay with that cosign. We like that.
I agree with your daughters. I like it. It's great, but yeah, a lot of people like the vanities. Whatever. To each their own.
Yeah, well, I'm happy with it. All right, Ken, I'm going to let you go. And if you want to go on another side, we can go on another side for a little bit. We'll catch you a little bit later. KF8YL, KF8DIC.
All right, Jack. Yeah, well, I'm going in for now, but we'll catch you another time. KF8EYL.
Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 67 degrees.
NAOBU. NAWOT, how's it going, Mike?
Isn't it past your bedtime?
I'm just dealing with maroons on Facebook. You know how that is, so.
Isn't it past your bedtime? My wifey just got out of work a minute ago. I'm always up this late.
Let me guess. No. Stupider than that, Marketplace. That GMRS group is pretty entertaining, though. I mean, these people bickering and fighting among themselves, and all they're trying to do is turn GMRS into a ham radio you don't have to take a test for.
Yeah, for somebody complaining, somebody so-and-so is on this frequency, and they didn't ID. I heard four people talking on here, and only three of them had call signs.
You know what? Mind your own business.
We had one the other day who was ranting about Curtis or Roger B.
You wanted one, or you had one and you didn't want one?
Well, we have people not to turn them on, and supposedly somebody was watching that and went on a rant. I wasn't around for it, but I heard the tape. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, I listed to Zero Turn on online to sell, and you know, you do anything on Facebook or Marketplace, you know. You could always get the inundated with a bunch of tire kickers or something. I don't know what to call them.
Hi. Is it available?
Any serious inquiries? Well, yeah. You know, I put it out there at a price, and I put a BO after it, you know. Somebody offered me $300 less than what I listed for, which I'd gladly accept. But I told them, you know, come out and inspect it and make sure it's what you want. That doesn't seem to be too difficult in my mind. I'm not here to, you know, rip somebody off. I want them to be happy when they leave with it, and that's just the way it is. I don't care if it sits there for a day, a week, you know. Well, I got a quick out of that. I don't know if it was you on the link or what, Fred, but I noticed it did that a few times last weekend, too.
Somebody's pushing buttons on one of the other nodes.
How dare they? No, that's fine. That's their prerogative, right?
It's my radio. I want to push a button.
My instructions for my new carport says it takes a minimum of 3 people are required for safe assembly of this product. Huh, I wish I knew 3 people that could read.
Are you picking that for Dayton?
No. There was something that's incredibly more stupid than that. You know me. I ordered a 12 by 20 carport, and I ordered 2 20-foot shipping containers. I want to space the shipping containers 11 feet apart, and I'm going to put the carport top on top of the gap in between the 2 shipping containers. So I'll have 2 12 by 20 rooms, or 2 8 by 20 rooms, and an 11 foot by 20 carport.
Oh, that's kind of neat. And so instead of using the legs on the carport, you're just going to use, like, the top part of it?
Exactly. I'll take the legs, but not use the leg part, but just use the feet, and I'll
I'll drill screw them right to the top of the shipping container. Just a cheaper way to get a barn. You know, the shipping containers are $1,900 a piece, and the carport was, you know, what did I pay? $6,500 or something like $640. You know, so for about half the price of, or a quarter of the price of building a barn, I still get my garage.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Mike. If you need some help, you know, setting it up, you know, let me know.
Do you know how to read?
I can read and hold a ladder.
Wait, what language is it in? That depends on if I can read it or not. I think they only came in English. The funny part was they came in three boxes, but the boxes weighed like 111 pounds apiece.
So they can be under the UPS limit. Although I thought that was 150 pounds per package.
Came FedEx, delivered by a 98-pound, 60-year-old lady.
Wow.
She couldn't even push them out the back of the truck with her feet, with her laying on the floor. So I told her, hang on, I went and got the Yamaha Rhino, you know, it's a little 4x4, like a little 4x4 truck. I backed it up to it, and it was about the same height as the tailgate. I said, okay. I said, when I say when, you push and I'll pull. So we pushed and pulled and slid them right into the back of the Rhino. Then I went out to the shipping container, and I took the ramps that came with the trailer I got from you, Lance, and I put them on the shipping container, and I backed the Rhino up into the shipping container and gently unloaded them there.
Perfect.
All right, well, I got the stuff ready for, well, I might try to get it to you this weekend. I think, is it next weekend, Dave, or no?
2 weeks, wait.
We still get two full weekends before you leave for Dayton. Okay, because that's 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I was thinking about it, and I still haven't got around to it. I was going to, you know, I got the drive-on mount for the 40-foot mast. But what I was thinking about doing was taking a couple pieces of angle and some, my brain just shut off. God, I hate it when that happens. Taking a couple of the galvanized bolts out of a tower clamp, I can't think of the other word for them, and just clamping it to the tongue of the trailer instead of parking it underneath the tire. Because that trailer is not going to weigh nothing once we take everything out of it, you know. At least this way it'll have the whole weight of the trailer to hold the thing up.
That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, because you're taking all that stuff out of it. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I know I'm going to ask you, what batteries, how many amp hour batteries were you having for your battery string?
I have one brand new 12-volt, I'm trying to think of the group. I don't know, same battery that my Ford Expedition takes. I just bought it 2 days ago because I didn't have a battery to take with me. So, you know, it's not going to run on the battery all weekend. It's only going to run on the battery, you know, after hours when the generator's not running.
All right. That's what I figured. You said, or Mike, host said he had like a little generator to charge it. It's pulling, the satellite imp link is pulling anywhere from 45 to 70 watts. Depending on traffic, and then when you first turn it on, it's like 110 watts, but then it, after it synchronizes and all that, it's been averaging between 45 to 60 watts of power draw at 12 volts.
Oh my God.
how are we going to deal with that?
Yeah, it shouldn't matter. I'm taking a 1,000-watt Honda generator with me, okay? Not very big. It's quiet. Really don't have a lot of stuff to run off of it. I think Lance is out there. I think he's going to take some scopes, you know, maybe somebody might want to plug one of them into it and make sure it turns on or something, but, you know, I don't know. You know, this is something that Ho volunteered me for, okay? It's not something I volunteered for.
He just wanted to put the semen seed in there all week, like, or for the whole event, instead of, you know, his normal one day, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, I get that. I'm not sure what I'm going to use for an antenna at this point, because there might be a chance the tower climber might come out and put the antenna up on the tower that I've been waiting for him to put up on the tower for 6 months. Before then. So, if he does that, I got either a Comet or a GP9, but I have to take the damn thing apart to take it down there and assemble it when I get down there. If I take that, you know. But ain't no big deal. We'll figure something out. I mean, I got another four bay folded. I got another four bay array, you know, it's high up in the. It, you know, it'd be good for GMRS. The match isn't real good down at our frequencies.
Well, I'm on. Well, the note. I got the little simplex note plugged into it. That's what I'm on right now. I turn this up. There's this little quarter second delay like normal. So it's actually, I'm pretty impressed with it. The latency that it's had has been actually almost better than the LTE is.
Well, that's good. How do I ask this question? Is it going to be one of those units that gets deprioritized when Dayton gets busy and, you know, goes all to hell?
Well, it's pay per gigabit roaming, so I'm paying. So yeah, so it's just you pay the $50 for 50 gig of data. And then after 50 gigs of data, you pay a dollar per gigabyte. So as long as your checkbook is open.
I'm not concerned about anybody running data up on it. That wasn't the question. My thing is, you know, some of the times we get down there with the MiFi's and stuff, and we try to connect into the cell system, and it's so jam-packed full that, you know, it doesn't work efficient.
That's kind of why this is why we're taking this. So, it's to bypass that. It shouldn't be deprioritized, although depending upon the area, you know, it depends on how loaded, you know, the ground station is in that area. Because it is, they do ground stations based by regional areas. So, like, right now I'm coming off of, even though we're in Michigan, we're using the ground station in Chicago, which, at night, if I did a speed test on it, I'm seeing 80 to 70 megabits down and 30 megabits up, but still 10 to 15 milliseconds of latency, which is awesome. But, like, during the day, you can tell it's not as loaded because I'm getting 300 megs down. So, like, you do see some of that, but I think it's more of a loading than quote-unquote deprioritizing, like you see on the LTE side of things.
Right.
And you can, they sell priority, you know, high priority your data, but I'm like, I ain't paying thousands, this is just for work, you know, work, so. It's a backup thing for work, so, yeah. I was happy they paid for the, they're paying for the 50 gig standby, okay? Anything over that, I gotta pay for. But I don't think that, right now I've only in the it's been running for 4 days. I've used almost 4.2 gig of data. So for the 3 days, we're going to run it in Dayton. Just put the repeaters on it, it should be fine.
Well, if you don't want it running 24 hours a day, you know, we don't have to leave it up overnight. That was more of a host thing than a me thing.
Oh, it can run it. I mean, data-wise, I'm probably going to let it run another day or two here, and then I'm going to turn it off. But I've let the simplex node on the analog here run on it, you know, ever since I got it up, and I left my damn iPad connected to it, it looked like, in the truck, and so for 2 days it was running the iPad data across it. I didn't realize it. But, ho being ho, he goes, well, maybe we should put a TTC camera up on the antenna mast. And I said, you want to see that 50 gig get used in an hour? That's how you do it, with streaming video.
Yeah, or just market open access for everybody, right?
Yeah, everybody running their damn little helmet cams and all that crap going up and down the flea market. Randy did ask how are you going to strap this thing to the roof, because it does have the in-motion turned on the roaming. So supposedly, if you strap it to the roof, it'll work while you're driving down the road.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not doing that. I wouldn't want to risk losing it. The roof on the trailer is magnetic.
Well, I figured the LTE worked fine while you're driving because you're going down the highway, so the LTE could be plugged in and it'd be fine. But the mount for this is a tripod, so I don't know if I think you put a picture in Slack, but it's just a tripod mount that collapses, and so you could lower it and just set up on the roof. It's interesting. You would think you'd need to look to the south. It's north facing. You got to actually point it. It's pointed north.
That's kind of a need-to-know situation.
Yeah, if you don't point it south, you point it north. That's a little different.
Go, Lance. I think the lawnmower stole the guy. He'll be here tomorrow at 11.
Well, that didn't take long.
No, it never does.
Well, wait. He's going to show up, though. I had a 50-50, you know, if someone would show up when I was selling stuff.
Oh, I think he'll show up. He's an older retired guy. He thought I was giving him a hard time because he made me an offer on it, and I told him, come out and make sure it's what you want, you know. I didn't say I wouldn't take his offer, but, you know, he took it as maybe I was being firm. I said, you know, and that's why I had to send him another one back, you know. I said, no. I said, I put Leo on there for a reason, you know. I said, but I would like, you know, before I tell you that I will accept your offer for something that you haven't even seen, I will not do that. You have to come out and inspect it yourself first. That's the way I am.
I sold that drone recently, and it wasn't up but an hour, and I started having offers rolling, and I did the best offer thing too, but I told people, hey, look, I just listed this thing an hour ago. I'm not going to take any offers yet. If you want to come pay the asking price, that's one thing, but, you know, give me a couple days before I start looking at offers. Of course, you know, obviously I asked too little for it, and I'll live and learn, but it was gone in a day.
Well, you know, you've known me for a couple of years now. I, you know, everything I put out here sells, and I don't try to beat people up on it. It's like the, when I put that generator out there, you know, the first person that, you know, seriously stopped and looked at it, you know, bought it, you know. I try to be honest with the people. I'm not here to beat them up and run away. You know, I want you to leave. I want you to leave with it if you want to leave with it, and I want you to leave happy. You know, I'm not going to do anything, you know, to, you know, stray away from that. You know, the difference in between what I posted it for and what I'm going to accept on it, the couple hundred dollars means absolutely nothing to me. You know, it's a lawnmower that I've got a song and a dance into.
Hi, is it still available?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for my friends to find it on there and tell me that they're going to offer me 3 dozen eggs for it or something, you know. There's usually a couple prank posts.
Would you accept Miss Big Flags instead?
That's what I should do. Over's out of town on vacation. I should do a remake of the Flags thing. He's going to get back 2 days before Dayton.
Where the hell did he go? The other side of the world or something?
He was calling this jig and sending him to somebody else's house and telling them that they were getting a new indoor swimming pool, a dog fence, and a bunch of other stuff in their yard. So when the people came home, there was, you know, 1,000 plagues in their yard.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Didn't cost me nothing. Of course, you know, the rest of the story was that they were picking on me because I cut 100 pair of phone cable with tobacco in my side yard. One guy, when he showed up to fix it, he says, you know, this is going to be, you know, $1,500 to, you know, $2,500 for repairing this.
How thick is the mower deck on that mower?
54 inches. Bigger than some, smaller than others.
Yeah, that's a decent size.
Yeah, it is.
How did you find that mower? Did you find it on the marketplace or auction, or how did you find that thing?
Another ham radio operator owned it. He called me and asked me if I wanted it, and I told him I listed on marketplaces. I don't want to deal with marketplace, you know. He said, just bring me $50 and get it out of here. I had looked at it with him one other time because the safety interlock for the mower deck wasn't working. And when I got it from him, it was bypassed and still not working. But it's working now.
Do you know how many of those zero turns are for sale on Marketplace? And in Danville, no less?
I, in good conscience, could not sell it with the safeties bypassed. So I spent a day out there trying to figure out their wiring, and then I finally got pissed off and said, you know, this is really pretty simple. It needs two relays put in here, and they need to do this. The switch is already underneath the seat. You have to sit on the seat for it to, for the mower deck to engage, or for it to stay running if you're moving. If you lift your butt up off the seat while you're going forward, the motor's going to shut off, you know. So I just added two, I added, it's kind of way overkill, I added two 30-amp automotive relays in there. So I knew it would hold up. I went through three of their relays. I figured after it smokes three of their relays, I figured, well, I'm going to do it my own way. It'll be better and it'll be safer. I worked with a guy that bypassed the safety on his mower deck. His wife was mowing with it, and she got stuck in the ditch. So she got behind it to tug it backwards and slipped, and one of her foot went under the mower deck and chopped her toes off.
Who did that?
Well, her name's Chris Mark. His name's Ed Mark. I worked with him at Waste Management.
Holy smokes.
Where's Grandma at? Must be Mama didn't turn her radio on then, eh?
She's probably walking in the door about now.
Could be. I should be sitting outside, if not. I'm inside. Of course, you know, I'd have to put a flannel on to go outside, because, you know. Anyways, I meant to be up here tonight, Lance, but it didn't happen. I got involved with some other stuff. No, I got a 10 o'clock doctor's appointment tomorrow. No, I got an 11 o'clock meeting back here with somebody on the mower, but I'll get up there sometime tomorrow and grab that trailer.
Yeah, no biggie for me. I'll be here, and tomorrow's the work day, so I'm here.
Roger, roger. Well, I just gave Luki a whole bowl of food, and he just ate the whole bowl of food. He never eats a whole bowl of food.
My yard guy was here, showed up 4 o'clock this afternoon. I got him to put some more stuff in there, but there's still another, maybe another half a load that we'll need to deal with. But it's pretty full now.
Well, I just got a pile of tractor parts sitting in the middle of my front yard. That's a side yard. I'm gonna haul in for scrap steel, and then my pressing part of having it here won't be pressing anymore. I got a big pile of junk sitting in the side yard. I'm sure the wife won't be impressed. Hey, it'll be you.
There he is.
All right, Mike, I'm going to jump off. I've got a pressing personal matter to attend to. I'll be talking to you tomorrow. You guys have a good one. N-A-W-T.
All righty. Yeah, if you just pulled in. All right, take care. Fred, you take care, too. I'm sure I'll talk to you next day or two. You know, we're always on here at this time, so it'll be you.
Yeah, I took a nap this afternoon, so I clocked back into work and came back down here, so finishing up mailing updates. Get ahead of us.
Yeah, I'm sure the wife's going to want to gab at me for a couple of minutes, so it'll be you.